Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. The Holy Prophet of Islam describes the believer in one of his sermons. He gives the descriptions of a believer in terms of how he lives and how he conducts himself and what he does with his wealth and how he treats others. So without much ado, I would like to read out a part of his sermon and then we will discuss the sermon with you. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, says, "Blessed is he who earns his living through lawful ways, and he whose inward status is good, outward is decent, spends his surplus wealth in charity, abstains from excessive talking. People remain safe of any evil from him. He treats others with justice. Surely whoever believes in Allah fears him, and whoever fears Allah guards himself against the evils of this world." Now this is a sermon from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. Let's ponder on the meanings, thoughts and instructions of these everlasting words of the Holy Prophet, the Holy Messenger of Allah, in order to understand and apply these teachings and these instructions in our daily life. We can obviously learn morals, good behavior, laws, and of course, whole system of life from the Prophet, from the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, who made clear the right path for us, who showed us the right path and who warned us about going astray, of course, because it is the role of the Prophet to be munzir, to be a warner, and to be mubashir, to give glad tidings and to teach people how to behave. So the teachings of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his guidance obviously help us purify ourselves, purify the society, and also inform the people and the society so that we may have good society at the end of the day.
ربنا عليك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلاة.
There is no doubt as to the fact that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, wanted through this very sermon to teach us various things. And I just want to enumerate some of the teachings of the Prophet and some of the guidance that we can learn from this saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The Prophet says in this sermon that whoever makes his living through lawful means and does right is this, he is believer, his life is blessed. And a person who actually lives his life through lawful means and does good deeds, he indeed is a successful person, he is indeed someone who will attain prosperity in this world, and also prosperity and happiness in the hereafter. You know, brothers and sisters, that happiness, in fact, is the goal of life. It is the pursuit of human life. Every individual, whether he is Muslim or non-Muslim, whether he is a follower of an Abrahamic religion or an atheist, is searching for happiness, searching for felicity, searching for something to make his life happy, to make his life felicitous. And depending on one's principles and one's foundations, we define actually happiness in our own way. You know, if we look at the teachings, and also if we go through the books written by religious scholars, the jurists, for example, the theologians, the philosophers, and Muslims and non-Muslims, they have defined and interpreted happiness in different ways. So the goal and the main pursuit of human life and human existence is happiness. Obviously, we do not mean happiness only in this world. We need to be happy. We need to live a happy life in this world. And of course, we need to also understand what happiness means. The real happiness is that which is eternal, which is perpetual, which is endurable, which is lasting. And that is not achieved except through obedience to Allah, through subservience to Allah, and through following the commands of Allah. And that is attained through proximity, through nearness and closeness to Allah.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
Another teaching that we learn and that we deduce from this saying and this sermon of the Holy Prophet is that happiness and a good life are found where there are good morals and where other people are treated well. These are attributes, these are well-known attributes of a believer and of a praiseworthy character. So good morals are obviously very important and very critical to our daily interaction. And this is what we learn from the teaching of the Holy Prophet and from his sermon. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, praises faithful men who are simple-hearted, who bears no evil in their hearts towards anyone, and who are not hypocritical. They are not hasty, they are not deceitful. And of course, these are people whose hearts are pure, whose intention, whose minds are pure. And of course, their heart and mind, their souls are clean and pure against any filth or any evil. And this is what we obviously understand from the prophetic sermon. As we continue to explore the sermon and the saying of the Holy Prophet, we understand that the believer of whom the messenger praises his character and attributes is also the one who spends whatever he can out of his own wealth in charitable and benevolent programs, benevolent deeds, and he is in order, to seek Allah's pleasure and to attain Allah's satisfaction. Of course, a believer is the one who strives to obtain his living through lawful means and not depend on others. He uses his income thriftily on himself and provides for his family according to their needs, according to their expenditure, and of course, according to their status. And these are some of the teachings we obviously deduce and infer from the saying of the Holy Prophet. And inshallah, we will continue our discussion based on the teachings of the Prophet in the following episode. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi. Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah.
يا رسول الله رسول